Hi, I'd like to welcome you back to All Daf Stuff and Practice Series. Just a few weeks ago, a friend of mine mentioned to me that on one of these short winter Shabbos afternoons, he took a nap, but perhaps due to his negligence, he didn't wake up on time for Mincha, and he slept right through Mincha Shal Shudas, and he woke up just in time in order to make it into Shul for Maariv. And at the time, he wasn't sure whether he should daven Maariv twice. See, the Gemara in today's Daf, Brachos Daf Chavav, and the Ba'an of Amud Aleph, introduces to us the concept of Tfilas Tashlumin. That if someone misses one of the Tfilas, if someone misses davening, either Shachar, Smincha, or Maariv, he can have the option of making up that Shemona Esrei that he missed by davening the next Tfilah twice. And the Gemara explains that the first time that one davens that next Tfilah, he should have in mind for the Tfilah which he is davening. If someone misses Shachar and trying to make up the Shachar that he missed and he davens Mincha, he should daven Mincha, intentional of being Yotzei Mincha, but then daven Shemona Esrei again, with the second Shemona Esrei being the Tashlumin, making up the Shacharis that he lost. The Gemara on the bottom, the last line, of Chavav Amar Aleph, quotes from Yochanan, that this halacha only applies if someone was Ta'a, someone made a mistake, and that's why he missed the Tefillah. But if it was amazed, if it was intentional, we don't give him this option. And this halacha is quoted in Shulchan Aruch, in Aruch Chaim Simek Kuf Ches, Sif Zayin, the Shulchan Aruch writes, Hezid velo hisfa'u tefillah achas. If someone intentionally, Hezid, didn't daven, ein lo tashlumin. He doesn't have the option of making up that tefillah that he missed. But the Shulchan Aruch continues in Sif Ches and says that if someone didn't daven a tefillah, not because he intentionally didn't want to daven, but rather because he thought he had enough time left, and he got involved, he got busy doing something else, and he got preoccupied and he forgot that he was supposed to daven, and by the time he realized it passed the Zman, then he's able to have Tashlumin. He's able to make up that feel that he missed. And therefore, my friend who slept through Mincha on a Shabbos afternoon, he wasn't sure. When he missed the Mincha, is that considered a Mezid? Or is that considered a Shogig? Now, obviously, my friend didn't want to miss Mincha. That wasn't his goal and that wasn't his intention. But some poskim still feel that if someone were to go to sleep so close to the end of Zman Tefillah, and he had no way that he could assume that he will wake up in time, that in essence is considered a mezid. That in essence means that he knew that he was supposed to daven, and he decided to go to sleep instead of davening. And this is different than the case of the Shulchan Aruch, in which someone engaged in an activity and becomes preoccupied and forgets to daven. Because in that case, at least he forgot. And the Magen Avraham points out that shikha in this context is an onis. Someone forgets, it's considered an onis. But if someone goes to sleep and has no expectation that he would be able to wake up in time to daven, then that's considered a mezid. And therefore, each case must really be assessed independently, whether this person, when he went to sleep, if he could have reasonably assumed that he would get up in time to daven. There's one more halacha about tefillas tashlumin, about this shmon esrei that you daven in order to make up a tefillah that you missed, that I'd like to discuss. We learned in the Gemara earlier in Brachos Daf Tes, as well as Brachos Daf Dalet, that before Shemona Esrei, a person should begin Hashem Siflas Tiftach. And this addition to the Shemona Esrei was instituted by Chazal. When we daven Shemona Esrei of Mincha and Musaf and Ni'ilah, we added another pasuk as well. We start off Kishem Hashem Ekra Havagodol Elokeinu. And the poskim explained that there's a difference between Shachris and Maariv to the other tefillos, that Shacharis and Maariv, as we had discussed in Daf Dalet, the Gemara talks about in Daf Tes as well, that you're supposed to be masmich geula l'tefillah, you're supposed to juxtapose geula, the story of our redemption, Yitzias Mitzrayim, to tefillah, to the beginning of davening. And therefore, we shouldn't add on these extra psukim of Kishem Hashem Ekra. But when it comes to Mincha, Musaf, and Ni'ilah, where we don't have a smichus geula l'tefillah, we're not trying to make this juxtaposition, we add on this extra pasuk. And therefore, when it comes to Tfilas Tashlumin, if someone missed Mincha, and he's davening Shemona Esrei of Maariv twice, although in the first Shemona Esrei by Maariv, which he's davening in order to be Yotzei Maariv, he doesn't say Kishem Hashem Ekra, because there, he's trying to juxtapose Gula L'Tfila. When he repeats the Shemona Esrei after davening, then he should say Kishem Hashem Ekra, because although it's at nighttime, although it's in the context of Maariv, he's not trying to juxtapose the Geula L'Tfila. Therefore, that second Shemona Esrei should begin with Kishem Hashem Ekra, Havo Godel Elokeinu. And similarly, if someone missed Marim, is davening Shacharis twice. Although typically when he's davening Shacharis, he doesn't start off the Shemona Esrei Kishem Hashem Ekra. Since that second Shemona Esrei that he's doing is not juxtaposed to Geula, he should begin the Shemona Esrei, Kishem Hashem Ekra, then Hashem Tzvatzai Tiftach, and then recite Shemona Esrei.